I'm gonna do it mine.
What?
The music.
It's so good.
By the way, our patron members, you know, I have them like scroll at the bottom.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We have too many to let it scroll at the bottom. It cut off. So I got to do I got to do the vertical now.
Oh my God.
We vertical now.
We're vertical out here.
It's wild. Shout out to the patrons.
Yeah, for real.
If you don't ever catch us live and you are a patron, we do have your name that scrolls on by as the group of patrons that we thank at the beginning of the show. So catch us live. You can see your name. But yeah, I just thought I'd let you know that, Char. We growing, man.
We're growing?
A little bit.
Feels weird, man.
A little bit. All right. Hello, everyone. What's up? What's up, chat? See you guys. Chat? We're here. Backlog episode 53.
Damn.
Yeah, we in the 50s. Damn. Been gold for a minute. Golden. Mm-hmm. Now we just climbed.
Is it golden? I thought 100 was golden, no? 100 platinum?
I think it's 50. Well, in terms of like anniversaries and stuff, it's like, oh, you're golden. 50 year anniversary, stuff like that.
Okay. So, okay.
Kind of going based off that.
Mm.
Yeah. Share the stream, you guys. Share the podcast. If you're watching this later, you're listening later, we want to thank you and welcome you to the show. We got a like one or two topics that we kind of want to just talk about. What we've been up to, what we've been playing.
What have we been up to? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've been up to a lot, okay? Mm.
We've been busy.
You want to tell them what you've been up to? What you been up to?
Oh, hell. A lot. What have I? Actually, though, like, what have I been? I've been, like, revisiting PS4 stuff because I beat Monster Hunter Stories 2. I beat the main story of that. But there's other content I can do, but I'll do it later. But, so I beat that. And then I was like, I'm going to go back to the PS4 for a little bit because it's feeling a little left out. You know, and so I
dusty.
Went back to getting dusty. Mm-hmm. Everything's dusty in my place. You know that, though. Like, come on. And so I've been playing Fairy Fencer F. Been revisiting that. I already beat that game, the original one, but I'm playing like the remastered version. Whatever. Anyways, so I'm playing through that. And then Erica got me on a freaking game the other day.
Mm-hmm. Tell
them what it is.
Tell them about
don't,
it. Oh tell them about
okay.
it.
If you don't know what it is, it's Boyfriend Dungeon, which I saw. I don't even know when I saw. I don't think I followed it from the beginning, but I definitely saw like the Kickstarter for it like a while ago. And I was like, this sounds like an interesting concept. I'm kind of excited for this. And then they like ninja dropped it on us because I didn't even know it was coming out. And then I saw Erica playing it or like talking about it. And then she was playing it. And then I was like, well, now I just need to buy this game. Like, straight up.
You bought it so fast. You're like,
I bought it so damn quick.
I believe in the chat, I looked over and you said, be right back, buying this game right now.
I literally opened Steam. At that point, I literally opened Steam and I was already typing it into the search bar. And I like just bought it on the spot. I was like, I'm done. It's out. Let's go.
So I would say first impressions, but you went beyond. You want to give a review?
Yeah, so it's good. So what happened was Erica was like playing it on stream or whatever, right? You got like a couple hours into that point, I think.
Like 2 hours.
And then I bought the game. So Erica hits me up, or she's like in the chat, or I'm in the chat, and she's like, so, like, Maybe we want to like talk about this on our podcast, like the backlog, you know. We might want to talk about it. So just play it a little bit, you know. Just play a little bit.
Just
I'm gonna play it tomorrow.
Just a
play
tad. It a little bit. First impressions, you know. Start it up, because you at first were like, I don't know if I'd want to play it right now. I'm like, well, just start it. Like, just play a little
just
bit.
Start it.
So you got something to say.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, yeah, just play like even just like a couple hours, just so you know we can talk about it a little bit, and I beat it in 2 days.
Wow. You guys hear this. So,
it's good. It's kind of shorter than I thought it would be. It's definitely, like, I beat it in, like, just under 9 hours. But I had, like, a break in there, and I had, like, I did everything. I didn't do everything, but it's, like, I got most of the things done if you're doing a 100% run, I think. So it's not as long as I hoped it would be, but then I think there's still content they haven't added yet, so I'm wondering kind of about that. But the gameplay is pretty okay. Like, the dungeoning is not as hard as I thought it would be, and it's like, yeah, no, I don't know. It's not as hard as I initially thought it would be. Like, I was talking to Erica on, like, DMs, and I was like, I sent her a picture of my, like, was it my first or my second run? I don't remember. Oh, so the first run, it, like, gives you, like, a tutorial run, basically. And then after that run, my second run ever in the dungeon, I, like, got to and beat the first mini-boss in, like, my second run of the dungeon.
Yeah.
Which was insane. So speedrun strats, what's up?
You're beasting. You made it seem easy. You're like, oh yeah, I know you're streaming, so it's probably why you're playing like this. Because I was actually struggling a couple times.
You were struggling a little bit, and I was kind of like, is it just because of streaming? Because I think so. Because like, you kind of focus when you're playing on your own, right? So
yeah,
I was like, yeah, I don't know. I like all of the weapons. I don't think there was a bad weapon. Necessarily, maybe Sunder. Sunder might have been the worst weapon for me.
I'm trying to remember.
Sunder.
Yeah.
He might have been the worst one because he's a little bit slow, but he does have bleed, which is like really good. And then if you like level him up, he's got like way more bleed, like way better stuff.
Really?
So I was kind of curious to see also. Well, I wanted to get all the endings for everybody. I wanted to see everybody's like ending, because it is technically it's a visual novel with just like some roguelite on the side, you know. I wanted to see everybody's ending, so I ended up like seeing all of their like not combo progression, what would you call that, like abilities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, some of the abilities at the end are just like that's a lot. Like, there's some good shit at the end there that they just keep locked at the end, and I'm like, well, I can't use it though. That was my thing that I was like kind of sad about too. I was like, I have all of these things leveled up to the max, and now I can't use it except for the final area,
right?
Which I was kind of sad about, because I was like, I want to use my new abilities on something, but everything in the dungeon is so weak to me now. It doesn't matter, you know.
Oh, so it did one of those, you know, where it's like you couldn't.
I started.
It wasn't long
I started
enough.
Killing everything really
like,
fast.
Like it wasn't. I guess long enough for you to kind of use that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The roguelite part was definitely not long enough for me to experience the full power of all of the weapons.
Hmm.
So it was, I don't know if it's an oversight, like, or like I said, maybe they'll add something more with the other two. Cause we don't have, there's two weapons we're not missing. We're missing the heavy weapons, the axe and the hammer.
I don't know.
Wasn't
it Jonah?
Yes, Jonah.
Right? Okay, so let me just say this about Jonah, right? He was an axe. If you guys don't know, based on what Char has said or not, like the basic premise of this game is like you're going through these dungeons and you're basically dating your weapons. And the more you date them, the more you enhance your relationship, the more like your abilities and stuff goes up. And then, you know, so that's what I like about it, because usually with visual novels and these types of games, like I'm not really into them like that. But because it's mixed with like combat and like a story and stuff, it's very interesting to me. But anyways, with Jonah, he was an axe. And I was like, I really want an axe, because I'm thinking
he's
like
a surfer dungeon. Dude axe.
Yeah. And but yeah, he's like not dateable because of a reason, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, mm-hmm. I guess that's the thought is like, oh, maybe he's DLC. And then someone else in my chat, shout out to Mech, he was saying, yeah, this other thing as well is not in there either. So he was like waiting to play the game and wasn't sure about it. And I guess there is like this content that's just kind of not available yet. So mm-hmm. I played it on Game Pass, so I mean, I didn't technically pay for it, so I'm not really like mad about that. But it does kind of like to know it's this short. It's like, that's kind of the down the downside of it, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it is a little bit on the short side, I would say, for what it is. Also, I thought it was kind of weird as a visual novel. It doesn't have like a manual save system. It's got an auto save system,
right?
But it doesn't have like a traditional. What am I trying to say?
Like a pause and save?
You can't pause, save, and go back and try other like options. You're like stuck with like the text options that you've chosen, which is interesting, but also is like, well, what if I actually ended up really liking a character at the end of their story and I actually wanted to date them? Then I'd have to play the game all over again. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know how it's fine because the game, I guess, is not that long. But if you wanted to do everything and you knew, you'd have to know right off the bat who you like, which is why I don't know how I feel about that. You know? Yeah.
I've been playing hard to get on some of these people, right? Some of these weapons.
You have been. It's great.
And
it's fun to see.
But I'm low-key, like, kind of stressed, like, oh, I don't think I'm getting far enough with any of these. I don't think I'm gonna get to that point.
Yeah, it's hard to know, you know, kind of when you should like make a move on the characters when you're like, I really like them, I just don't know, like, what was it? I was because you're not gonna play for seven, but I played for seven,
right?
But so there was a part I literally like sat there for like 2 to 3 minutes agonizing over a choice to kiss this man or not, because I was like, if I kiss him, he might run away and that would be bad, but also I think he's into me enough, I could probably risk it and like it'd be fine. So I took that option and it was fine, but it was like
he was into
some
it.
Of the characters, he was into it, but like there's some characters that's like definitely like if you do that option too early, then it's like, oh no, that's not good, right? But you can have plenty of, like, you can have, like, I think you can make them all platonic, which is great.
You could.
Love that option. Like,
I guess I'm sort of doing that a little bit.
I was great friends with Rowan. Me and Rowan, we're just buddies. Like, till the ends of the earth, me and Rowan. Let's go. We're best friends. Let's go. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, that is true. Like, if you really just want to play this game and make friends, and it tells you at the beginning, you know, you talk to the cousin who kind of, he's kind of like the tutorial guy. You're staying with him for the summer, and he's like, oh, we're gonna have you meet some people, and no worries, it could be platonic, or you can, you know, go further kind of thing. And this cousin of yours is very interested in your love life, by the way. It's a little weird, but, you know, he is, like, your way of, I guess, getting introduced to people and stuff like that. So that's kind of fun. You're curious, like, well, I wonder who he's gonna set me up with, and, like, who's it gonna be? And it's like, one of them was Jonah. We had like a barbecue and he was there. We had a moment.
What'd you do with Jonah? What'd you do?
You didn't see that part when I was fighting?
No,
fighting?
I know what you did. I know.
Okay, okay. So it was 4th of July. Fireworks were going in the sky and everything. I'm assuming illegals. I don't know. They were up in the air shooting. Fireworks were exploding, right? Mm-hmm. And I had a choice to kiss either Jonah or Valeria.
Yeah.
Because she was my date that I brought there. We were like kind of getting.
You didn't bring Isaac?
No, I didn't.
Why didn't you bring Isaac?
Because Isaac, people are gonna think we're such nerds right now. Isaac is too uptight. He don't know how to relax. What do you mean? Remember when I went to the club with him?
He's really sweet though.
He is.
Yeah, I know. But like, I took him to the barbecue. He was fine.
He was good.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see now. Well,
you can watch my gameplay. You can. Oh wait, you can't watch my game. Never mind. You can't watch my gameplay.
What's done is yeah. You didn't. But what, I guess what's done is done. So I took Valeria, right? I took her because we were kind of the most progressed. I was like, oh,
I know. Yeah. She sneaks up on you, dude. She does. Same with me. She's like, yo, we kissed. You want to come over? And I was like,
yeah. Oh, she shit. Wanted to, like, stay the, she wanted to stay the night. She wanted to be, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, I'll bring her because I know we're, like, at that level. You know, I'm going to invite her anywhere and she'll come. So I brought her. Well, anyways, I had the choice. The fireworks were going off. And it said you could choose, or you could kiss either Jonah.
Who you gonna kiss?
Or Valeria. And I sat there for a second because the chat, you know, I'm reading what they want or whatever. They're like, do it. And then you could even choose to not kiss anybody. So like you said, like the platonic stuff, it's like.
You could just straight up, yep.
You could do that.
That's what I did, I think. I didn't kiss anybody. At
the really? Moment. Okay, so I did. Yeah. I chose.
I just met Jonah and I was like, Isaac. Yeah. I mean, Isaac's cool, but like, I'm not gonna just reach over and kiss the man, you know? So I was like, I'm just not gonna kiss anybody. Fuck that.
Here's my reasoning why I chose Jonah to kiss, even though we had just met. Okay. Valeria, she was cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. But just before that moment, Eric showed up. And we're gonna talk about Eric.
But oh my God, we're gonna talk just about Eric.
Long story short, he's a stalker. Okay, he shows up to the party because I'm there, whatever. He's talking crazy. Jonah went to school with Eric, but still stood up for me, somebody he just met, because he knew Eric was wrong and being a stalker. So I took that as like, wow. I mean, maybe it was a ploy to like get with me or something, but he stood up for me.
Yeah.
So I took that as like, you know what? I'm gonna reward this man with a kiss.
Wow.
Yes.
You gonna kiss him.
So we kissed under the fireworks. And I was like, oh, this is my guy. He's an axe. I need an axe, right? The next day he hits me with the text.
I'm leaving.
He ain't even gonna be there no more. Like, dude.
He's like, wait, no, he tells you at the barbecue, doesn't he? He's like, yeah, I have to go after this. I'm pretty sure. No,
well, I must have missed it because I don't know, man.
He's like, I'm going to be out of town for the rest of the summer. And you're like, fuck.
I was like, the one person I choose to kiss, he's leaving.
Yeah,
so that's why me and my chat were like kind of talking like, oh, maybe he's DLC. I'll see him later, I guess, if I get the DLC. Yeah. So here's hoping for Jonah.
So funny.
So yeah, so that was a great moment. There's funny moments in the game. It's definitely a great game to stream. I've been having fun with it. I don't want to put it down once I'm going, and it's just it's such a fun.
You want to see everybody's.
Yeah, streaming game. So.
So who are you gonna you're not gonna romance Isaac? Who are you gonna romance? Are you gonna romance anybody?
That's the thing. I played a second time, right? Or more time after Jonah, anyways. Mm. And I'm telling you, like, I've been pushing people away. Like, Eric, I'm like, get the heck away. The girl, I've been sort of, I think we're good. Like, we're kind
of. Val's all right.
We're there, you know? And I like her as a weapon, too. Even though at first I didn't, but then I warmed up
She gets some pretty good abilities, I will say. I didn't really use her a ton at the end, though. Like, she's a really good first weapon because you can get the... If you get her to, like, level 2 or 3, I think there's, like, a confuse element. And it, crit on a confuse or whatever. That's pretty good. But, yeah, other than that, I didn't really use her that much.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. Like, the more you go on dates...
Just go with Sunder.
But see, with I'm not gonna get all into this. We're gonna be here forever, dude. Sunder is like, if you guys are watching this on YouTube earlier, you would have saw him up there in the gameplay, like with the rose in his mouth and everything. That was Sunder, and he was the clear cut, like from the beginning. Oh yeah, that's the dude. I'm going after him, right? But then he cheated. In a way, I'm spoiling things. But yeah,
he has a reason. But yeah.
I need to stop spoiling, but yeah, he,
if you do his stories to the end, yeah.
Maybe I should just, like, go for it with him and just see what's your deal, sir? Because I need an explanation.
I think it's kind of obvious after a while.
Okay. So that's, he's kind of there, and I like Isaac, you know, but Isaac's just kind of, like, not so fun sometimes. We went to the club, he didn't like music,
I feel sorry for Isaac.
Yeah, and there's that too, like the dad issues. But anyways, we're giving so much away. But like,
it's really deep. It's really deep. Good, guys.
Yes, you guys, like, let's just end with this. Let me tell you guys, this game is kind of deep. Like, the way you go through these dungeons and you fight and stuff, it reflects on things about you and your character. So like what you're fighting, why you're fighting, stuff like that. And then the characters, the ones you're dating, what they offer to you in their weapons and abilities, it reflects them and like what they're going through. It's really interesting. Like, I thought that was a cool
thing. It's so well written too.
Yeah.
Like, the dialogue is really like real, mm-hmm. not like fake real. It's like what real people would say. And it's also, I should say, there's a lot of like idealized dialogue where it's like, you would hope that people would say that in whatever situation, and it like, and it, then it happens, and you're like, oh, they really said that, like that.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Even the texting too, like the way they respond.
The texting is so real.
It's so real, like the way it's written, everything. Like, it'll say like, "Hey, you up?" and it's just a "you" and then question mark, not capitalized, nothing. It's like, that's how.
And then it
talk.
Like remembers stuff. Like, there's like that thing. I think I said it on stream, but there's like a part of like Isaac's texting chain where he's like, what's the appropriate emoji for this feeling or whatever, and you can tell him, like, you can tell him different things, and then he like remembered it throughout the entire game. He was just still using the same emoji strain that I taught him, like,
it's pretty cool. That's a nice little touch. I remember that. So it's a good game, you guys. It's on Game Pass. If you have Xbox, you have Game Pass. Check it out. I mean, if you're interested, of course. And otherwise, how much you spend? What was it on Steam?
Oh, I don't remember. It was in Canadian, so I don't remember. It was like 16, 17. Okay. I don't remember. Yeah.
So not too bad. And then we'll see if there's any DLC or anything that happens along the way. Definitely came out of nowhere for me. I know you looked, you knew the Kickstarter and all that stuff.
Yeah, I knew of it.
Right. Yeah.
But I was like, I wasn't like keeping tabs on it so hard.
But. Yeah. But me, I had no idea this game even existed, when it was coming out. I saw it on, you know, it was on Game Pass, and then Miss 5000 Watts, who was a recent guest of ours, she was playing it, and someone else had tweeted, "Oh, it's on Game Pass." I'm like, "Well, two and two together. Let me go and do this thing. This would be good for stream." So that's why I took the chance on it. By the way, Eric's on the screen up top here. This is Eric, the stalker.
Oh my god, I hated him.
Everybody I've talked to, you included, Char, hated him.
He's supposed to be hated, though.
Yeah,
like, he's written to be hated. I kind of want to do a run where I like give him more attention and see what happens.
You might feel dirty afterwards.
I might feel really dirty.
Although, take a shower.
I have beaten the game, and I saw the end, so I was like, I will say I like how the end wraps up.
Okay.
It wraps up pretty nice.
That's good. I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure I'm going to beat it very soon. It's not too long, 9 hours, you said, and you did a few things like kind
of
lengthy.
I did like a lot of stuff.
Shout out to Addicts, showing support even though I'm never invited. Oh my gosh. LOL.
Wow.
Addict, thank you so much for the support. Man, we because we're bi-weekly, sometimes it's like, man, I have this list of guests, you know, and, you know, because Addict brings it up, it's like, dude, it's gonna happen, but it's like, I have this long list, you know, and plus we need episodes with just each other too. I missed you, Char, just the one-on-one, man. We need this.
I know,
feels like I've been missing it. But yeah, that was
missing it so much. We had to do extra content together.
We're gonna talk about that too. Before that, though, let me say, what else have I been playing? Oh, Grime. I'm not done.
Oh yeah, how's that?
I'm not done. The game's kicking my butt. Well,
dude, it looks hard.
So
it's Metroidvania, right?
Yes, very, very Metroidvania. A lot of people say it's like a Souls-like. It very lightly.
Is it because
I don't
is
really?
Because it's like the aesthetic, or is it just the difficulty at that point?
Maybe the difficulty, but I think Metroidvanias are hard on their own. You know,
they're a different kind of hard.
Right. So to me, I just feel Metroidvania when I play it. It's like, this is Metroidvania. Right. It's pretty tough. And I was streaming it for a bit, a couple times, and it was good to stream, but at the same time bad to stream because it requires a lot of focus. A lot. And I just feel like I can't do it. I can, but I can't. Yeah. But I think I'd prefer to do more off stream. So I've been kind of saving it for like tomorrow. I'm gonna or not tomorrow, the day after, I'm gonna play it and see if I can make up some ground and then stream it again. Like maybe off and on, off and on, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Would be better. But yeah, I played that, and I think other than that, it's kinda I beat Eldest Souls. I think between the time Elden of last Souls? Eldest Souls, yeah. I know, it sounds like you want to say Elden Ring, right?
I do want to say Elden Ring. Why? Then, what is that?
So it's like, what is that? It's like Dark Souls, Elden Ring is like Eldest Souls, but it's not the same. Like, it's not like what you're imagining, like, oh, they're combined or something. It's Souls-like.
Is this? Wait, no.
But it's a boss rush, and it's pixelated. It's a very pretty game. Boss rush. Very pretty game.
Oh, it does look very pretty.
Let me see if I can get some gameplay up on the screen for you guys. But yeah, very pretty game. And this is nice. I beat it, I think, shortly after the last show. Maybe a few days later or something like that.
So it was really short, too?
Yeah.
Or was this, like, took you a bit?
I mean, I got it early. I got a review copy, which was awesome. Oh, so okay, I actually started, you know, a little bit before that, but
damn, this looks really pretty. Wait, I gotta follow the artist who did this.
I know. I knew you would like it because yeah, it's got that like pixelized aesthetic.
I feel like I know. Wait, no, maybe not.
I don't think I have. I only did the last boss fight on stream. That's right. I don't really have that right now. And then The Ascent. I've been playing a little bit of The Ascent too.
Oh.
Which is actually not a bad game. I know it gets, I know Game Pass games get a bad rap sometimes, but it's not a bad game.
Almost all the time.
I actually really enjoy it. I like The Ascent. It's good co-op. It when it works, because it has issues connecting. Mm. They did a patch. It got better. But
yeah,
it still has like frame rate issues and a couple things that happen. But when you're playing with friends and you're going, it's really fun. It's a fun game. Yeah. So that's been the kind of the games I've been beating and playing, and you know, we've been playing games out here.
I think I found the artist. Hold on.
Oh, did
I'm
you?
Really excited. I think so. Is this the artist? Maybe. Whatever. I'm following him anyways.
But Eldest Souls.
Oh, I was following him already. Wait, no, I wasn't. I'm right. I just lied. Okay. Anyways, sorry. I'm just distracted. I want to follow people. Yeah. So, wow, you're getting up there. You're doing stuff. You're playing games. I'm proud of you.
I mean, I'm always playing games, but I am beating games, I guess, because I'm trying to catch up to you. But that's not going to happen. It's really not. But yeah, we've definitely been playing games. And can I just say, let me go off on a little rant tangent here, because I talk about this on my streams a lot.
Do you?
Sometimes. Listen, we're gamers, right? We could talk. We could be real here. We're gamers right now, right?
We're all gamers here. Yeah. What?
Can we please normalize playing games in the gaming community? I know that's gonna sound wild.
That sounds redundant. Yeah, but
it sounds weird.
It's true though.
Because we do it, right? You do play games, Char. So in your mind, you're like, huh? But look, the gaming community needs to stop talking about games and play games.
Truth.
Period. Like, I follow some great people on Twitter. This isn't everybody. A lot of people are playing games. Like, I follow some great people, and I'm, like, expanding to find more. I'm like, please, where are the gamers at? I'm trying to find them. But then, you know, you have people complaining and fighting and, you know, the console war, of course, that's always a thing that's never going away. There's always just this constant, what do we think about this? What do I think about that? Well, I think this is a ripoff. I don't think this is. It's like, but are you even playing the game? Because if not, I don't
like,
care.
You got to clap back and be like, well, have you played it? And then they'll be like, no, I just saw a review of it. And you're like, well, just shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Like, I'm to that point, Char. Like, sometimes it's, you know, it can be entertaining people to just do their thing and talk that talk. But I'm at the point And I don't know if it's just because I'm streaming way more, or I'm just like, I'm about this life. I'm to the point where I'm just like, man, I just want to see you play some freaking games. Is that too hard to ask?
Yes, actually. Apparently it is, because nobody freaking does it.
It's wild. Like, I know some of our audience and, like, who we follow overlap a little bit.
Yeah.
But you still see it as well. Like, you know that you just see the constant talk.
It's not so much, but, like, so maybe when somebody in your community or whatever, like, replies to something. Well, my community's, like, really chill. So, like, we're, like, whatever. So, what you're saying is basically my community, because we're the ones who play the games.
Right.
And then shut up about it and don't say anything.
Right.
Or, like, we're talking about it in our own little bubble. And then, like, I don't want to, like, put your community on blast, because they're all great. They're whatever. But, like, they're more vocal about it, which is fine.
True.
But, like, some people out there just can't back up the talk, like you said. They can't back it up with anything, because they've just been playing whatever, one game for like 15 years, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And I get it that it's like trendy or whatever the fuck to like talk about games. It's like, cool, whatever. You have an opinion. It comes back to kind of like Colin's thing is like, did you actually like play the game? Because if you didn't play the game, what opinion?
Exactly,
right? I don't know about finishing a game, because you can still do first impressions and all that stuff, but like, to a certain extent, you should have put hands on that game that you're have an opinion, you know, you should have a formed opinion about something that you've actually played,
right?
And like, I would say that you can form an a distanced opinion, be like, you know, I think that looks whatever, I think that looks blank. Right, just
of
from
course.
Like seeing
yeah.
reviews or whatever, but like that doesn't make a very like solid ground for your opinion, because you're gonna feel something different than that reviewer has felt, or you're gonna see something different than that person has felt or done or whatever in the game. So like, what you I don't know. It just flimsy opinions formed on just reviews and seeing the game is not. Like, I'm talking about in-depth analysis kind of things, too, that people are like, well, it's like this. And you're like, but, like...
But you didn't play
it. How would you know that? Right? Like, how
feels,
would you...
Yeah, it feels like that, or it looks clunky,
it feels
empty. It's an empty world. It's like, but you didn't even play the damn thing. How do you know it's empty?
You saw 20 minutes of gameplay and you have formed that opinion already? Like... I don't know. Like,
I get you.
It doesn't have as much gravitas as somebody who's actually put hands on the game, you know?
Right. Exactly. And that's where I'm at. It's like, if I see opinions, certain ones I'm going to look at like, oh, cool. Because I know that person's, you know, a gamer and they know what they're talking about. Then other ones, I just like keep on scrolling, because it's like, dude, you don't even know what the heck you're talking about. Like, for example, there was some news about like, oh, there's a rumor or something like that. And it's Souls rumors that, well, I guess From Software, I should say. From Software is going to do like a exclusive game for PS5. That's the rumor, right? I've seen people, and I didn't even tweet about this. And I'm over here like, I'm a huge From Software fan. I'm just like, whatever, it's a rumor. I'm so sick of rumors as it is. We'll see. Mm. You know, if it happens, it happens. Whatever. I'm going to play it. Okay. But I literally was seeing people go back and forth like, this is a bad idea, this is a good idea, this is this. And I'm like, I know for a fact that you guys don't play their games. So what the heck is the issue? Like, why are you guys fighting about this? Why?
So,
you know what I mean? It's just like...
No, I know what you mean.
It's wild.
Like, it's so crazy. Like, people want to be part of the conversation so badly that they'll go out of their way to, like, talk about a franchise or talk about something that they have no investment in. And I'm like... That's like, okay,
funny.
this is like me walking up to the COD community and being like, that game was trash and that game was good, and having not played any COD games.
Right, right.
I'm an RPG gamer. Why am I walking up to an FPS community
like this,
member? Because I got an opinion I'm ready to fucking say. I don't don't know. Like, you know, it's that kind of level of like, this is me and I just don't play any fucking FPS games at all. And I'm walking up to this community being like, this game is trash. And they'd be like, what the fuck? And I'd be like, you know?
Yeah, no, that is true. Yeah, it's just for the sake of like having something to say. Like, let's say a lot of it is because they're making content. They need things to talk about. Yeah. And it's like, I get it. Yeah. Like, I understand. Sometimes sometimes we talk about things that are just like really big news, but we're kind of like semi not interested. If we're super not interested, we don't talk about it for the most part. At least one of us has to be interested in it. That's usually like the motto here at Backlog. Like there's been times I've talked about something that I'm interested in, but you're not, and vice versa. But like overall, we're never going to talk about something we're both not interested in. Like, that's not happening here. So I get it. Like, not everybody's like us, you know, and I'm not like hating or throwing, you know, a lot of shade. Maybe a little bit of shade. Not a lot. A
tiny bit of shade. Yeah.
not a whole tree. Maybe just a couple branches, you know. But, I don't know, man. It can be frustrating as a viewer. I feel like, because I want to see, like, well, okay, if you talk about these games, you're talking about like Returnal. There's even been I haven't seen a debate about that Hades is better than Returnal. Returnal is better than Hades, and I'm like,
I saw something about that, and I was like,
you didn't beat him.
What the fuck, man?
Look, I haven't beat.
I'm done with these people.
Look. Let me say this, right? I beat Returnal. I've played Hades, but I haven't beat it yet. So I'm not gonna go on Twitter like Returnal's better than Hades and blah blah blah. I'm like, dude, I haven't beat
Returnal's
it.
Returnal's better because I beat it.
It's just so crazy to me. It's so crazy. Like, you could have opinions on things without, I think, doing like a line in the sand, I guess, for lack of better term. Yeah. Like, oh, one or the other. This is better than the other, and it's all for like getting attention. Let's be real.
Yeah, and then the people who say that too, like the people who be like, Returnal is better than Hades. Right, and they've played both of them. Then they get attacked for that opinion.
Right.
And they're like, your opinion is wrong. Well, no, it's not, because it's that person's opinion. That's what the word opinion means. It means something that you think. So it's not right or wrong. It's an opinion. Like, have we lost the ability to, like, understand our own language? Because, like, literally, I've seen people make, like, mountains out of molehills about this. About shit like that, where it's like, do you understand what this person is saying is their opinion, and that it's not right or wrong? It's literally just like, you should see that opinion. This is what you should do, guys. You should see that opinion, and you should just say, okay, cool, and then walk the fuck away, because that's that person's opinion, and you shouldn't say anything about it, good or bad. You should just take it and just leave. Like, you know, like.
It's too much common sense.
I don't understand.
Look, you're speaking too much common sense. It's just gonna...
Too much common sense. Oh, that's right. Sorry. I forgot what community we're in. Shit.
Because just yesterday, I don't know their name or whatever, but I tweeted that Boyfriend Dungeon was the top game of the year. I didn't say game of the year. I just said, oh, it's one of the best games like this year.
You did say that.
And somebody legit was like, well, I know that's not my demographic and I didn't play it, but stop lying.
Then what the fuck?
I just saw it and I'm like, dude, like you literally, literally told yourself why you should not have an opinion. Like, you
So I'm not the targeted audience. And I'm never gonna play this game, but, like, your opinion's wrong?
What the heck? I saw that. I was laughing, man.
Get out of here.
People are too funny.
Wow.
Like,
people are wild.
I trip out, man. I trip out.
Oh, God. Fucking hell. This is why people think that gamers are just babies. Because they do shit like that. And then it's like, we get a bad rap because of those people.
Oh, and definitely, like, definitely.
Definitely a lot of people have forgotten how to take a fucking seat, all right? Just take a seat.
And
play some fucking video games, man. God,
it's
damn.
Wild. It's wild. It's just so that was my little, side rant that I had to get out.
Side rant.
And I know
a side rant.
But I know you're going to agree with me and you're going to, like, you have things to say. So, like, we got to talk about this because, man, it's just too rampant.
It is. It's getting worse, too. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Something in the water, man. Something in the water. I don't know.
I'm actually seeing one of my homies tomorrow, and she listens to this podcast. Shout out to Sarah if you hear this. But
hey.
Usually we catch up and she'll be like, oh, so how's gaming? How's the news? Like, what, anything interesting? You know, like, what's the latest stuff going on? And like, I'll kind of fill her in and stuff. But I'm curious to, I'm gonna try and ask her. Because she's into books, she's into TV shows and like different community type stuff. Like, does this happen in those communities? I'm sure it does. There's frauds and fakes everywhere. But like, I'm curious how she feels about it as like a non-gamer. Like, how do you feel about gamers who don't play games but like have opinions on games? Like, what is that? You know what I mean? I think I'm gonna ask her that tomorrow. And see.
Well, she listens. She's already heard the
question.
Yeah,
yeah. So. I mean, well, I don't know if she'll listen by then, but yeah, it's just something I think about sometimes.
Yeah.
I know it's not just us, but as a gamer in this community, I gotta say something. You gotta stand up for what's right.
Mm.
No, but anyways, we do have a kind of like main topic thing. Diversity in the gaming industry. So to kind of set this up, let me go back to my other thing here. Jason Schreier posted up a picture of the studio. What studio is this again? Anybody in the chat know who's this? Who's the studio? I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't know names that well. So
yeah, I mean, I would click
it. Told me, and I don't remember now.
Well, anyways, Jason Schreier put up this tweet where it says, "It's pretty wild that in 2021, a new game studio still looks like this." At first glance, when I saw this, I saw the graffiti on the left. I don't know if you're looking at it right now or...
I'm looking at it.
Okay. At first glance, I was like, oh, that looks like something like out of the 90s or something. I'm like, what does he mean like the generation? Or I didn't know what he meant, right? I scrolled. I didn't even think twice. I just, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, somebody in the actual studio, Alex Hutchinson, says he took it as Jason Schreier was trolling him. He said, you know, you've really started your new studio when Jason Schreier is already trolling. But see, Jason wasn't trolling. When you look at it again, Jason is clear here. He says, it's wild that in 2021 we have a studio where it's just like the same group of people, you know.
Bruh. This is like, did somebody copy pasta? Like, for anybody not knowing what we're, like, this, what this picture looks like, it's a group picture of, I don't know. Like,
they could see it. I have it up. They could see it.
Well, on the, for the listener, listener people. It's like 20 guys, about maybe like 20 guys, and they're all just white dudes.
Yeah.
That's the picture.
Right.
And honestly, if you didn't know this was like a gaming, like, if you didn't know this was like a game studio, you could probably look at this and be like, oh, cool, that's a cool family pit photo or something, you know? Like, you know?
That's like, a family reunion.
Family reunion. Like, if you just showed this to somebody and you said, what do these people do? You'd get so many answers, you know?
That'd be a good like, research
topic. That'd be an interesting research topic. But, like, yeah, it's just a whole bunch of, variously aged white dudes.
Right. And Jason, he kind of gives more about what he's thinking about it. Like,
his thing there.
He says in here, and I'm paraphrasing that, like, he used to be on a podcast, and then it was two dudes, then they added a woman, and it got exponentially better, he says. So I wanted to, you know, let's talk about this as far as, like, the gaming industry. It doesn't have to just be development, but it could be the podcast thing, like he's saying. Just in general, like teams that, like marketing teams or esports teams, esports stuff, like this is a thing, you know. Obviously, we just talked about Blizzard and all that the last podcast, and that's been an ongoing thing. But they're, you know, they've had the harassment stuff there, and the whole term of like boys club and all of that. It's a thing in the gaming industry. So Jason's just kind of speaking up, like, hey, you know, it's be nice if you sprinkled in some women in there, or like people of color, or, you know, people that don't always have to look like that. And this dude had the nerve to be like, oh, you know, you're really making it when Jason Schreier is tweeting about you and trolling. And it's like, dude, you totally missed the whole,
yeah,
you know, or he's trying to brush it off and like laugh it off like, oh, haha, he's trolling me, like kind of thing. But really,
yeah,
people were going at him like, dude, no, you got a problem. Like, where's the other people at? So I don't know where we will, well, where we'll go with this, but like, I guess if you want to start, how do you feel about this as far as like,
I mean,
lack of diversity and stuff like that?
It's a society thing at the end of the day, which I hate, because there's definitely probably, well, not probably, there is a lot of qualified people out there who are just across the spectrum, you know, doesn't matter who they are, what they look like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, there are a lot of people out there that can do the job probably as well or better than anybody, right? Like, and it's still unfortunate. The unfortunate truth is people still like that, like, still get passed over for people with like less like credentials and stuff. This is like
yeah,
anywhere.
It's
though.
It. That's
like,
true.
It's
yeah.
Not just the gaming community. Like, right. But in the gaming community, it's definitely like more prominent because it's just been like, I don't know. It's been more talked about recently because of the Blizzard stuff, like
right.
You said, but like, it's like, yeah, we should probably take another look at that, guys. Like, we really should. Because some of the, like, better games, this is going to be controversial, but, like, some of the better games tend to be indie games. And guess who's on indie game teams? And I'm not saying they're, like, exempt from this either. There's a lot of, I'm sure there's a lot of indie teams out there that are, like, all just white dudes as well. But there's a lot of indie teams out there that are diverse as fuck. And they make great shit.
Yeah.
Like, hello? we're... Obviously, we know where these people are. Pick them up! You know? And I'm not saying that, like...
It's right here.
I'm not saying that people should hire people just because they're diverse. I'm saying you should hire people with the best credentials. And a lot of times...
Of course.
They're not doing that because it's just the fucking sexist bullshit that we're just used to. Which is unfortunate. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's actually proven. I saw an article on like statistics and stuff like that when it comes to actually like business stuff and making money. Like if you want to just look at it that way and like success, which is like what they think about, right? These businesses, these corporations, these developers, right? This girl, Erin Ashley Simon, I know we've talked about her before. She speaks out on these things about how important diversity is, right? And she tweeted somewhere that it's proven the more diversity, like the more likely you're going to be successful because you're bringing in all of these different like perspectives, like she says right here, and knowledge. It makes the product better because if you just think about it logically, right? If you have different people coming in with different backgrounds, different ways of thinking about stories and characters and life in general and all of that, if you bring a bunch of different people in with all those different perspectives, it's like you're going to make that game better, theoretically. Mm. I mean, it might not happen all the time. It's just, you know, whatever. But it's if you think about it that way, it's like it makes sense. And same thing, I think, goes with like podcasts and all that. It's like you bring in different people, bring in some women, different perspectives. It's like, man, you're going to get something way more meaningful because you're going to get to see all the different sides. I just think it's way more interesting. And, it can make for better products. And I do agree with that. I really do. Glincer gave a super chat. Thank you so much, Glincer. It says, if that photo had been 100% women or 100% of another ethnicity, does it still get this heat? Yeah, I mean...
Heat? No.
Not the heat. I
attention?
Think,
yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I cut you off a little bit.
No, you're good.
I think because what it is, Glincer, and this is just what I think, because the gaming industry, and, all, and like you said, Char, like all the industries are, the majority is like white males, right? Especially gaming community, it's like, it's just, we see it all the time. So the more you see of minorities, and it's more celebrated, and it's more like, wow, oh, an all black team, or an all Mexican team, or something like that, it'd be like, oh shoot, all women? I mean, you just don't see that every day. You don't see it every day. So it's not going to be like, oh, what's why they're all just women? They're not bringing in no men. I mean, you might think that, like, it might be kind of strange to see that, but you don't. Where did we ever see that? Like, it's so rare, you know?
Like I said, there's probably a bunch of indie teams out there that we are unaware of that are like that, right? But I don't know.
So that
I would love to play a game, more games done by more diverse groups. Mm-hmm. I know they're going to be indies, but I know they're going to be good because a lot of the times, like, indie games will, like, touch on stuff, especially, I'm trying to approach this as carefully as I can because I don't know a lot of shit. But, for example, like you said, if there's an all-Mexican team of game devs, I'd be really interested to see what they put into their game that they think is interesting and important to them because they have a different background than me. And I'd be really interested to, like, play that because then that's their part of their experiences or might be, this is not always the case, obviously, might have seeped into their game, which would give me a completely different, like, gameplay experience or game experience than what I'm used to, which I'm always like, obviously, I like to see that in games. I love it when games do stuff completely different. Like, it's interesting, right? Mm-hmm. And we need more, like, in AAA titles, at least, I think. We're getting to the point in, like, movies and stuff where it's, like, not interesting anymore, almost. I don't know how to explain it, but it's, like, there's no newness.
It's like, you've been there, done that kind of thing.
We've been there, we've done that, and we've played that. And it's, like, some people are okay with that, but, like, some people are out there, like, I want more substance, you know. I want more something that's going to make me think, or like something that makes me feel something different than I felt before. And I think that's what we're always looking for in games. But like the people who can bring us that are often people who are much different than what our backgrounds are and what we look like and all that stuff. So I would love to see more people in gaming, be more diverse. But it's just like the higher ups and stuff. It's like that's the problem. That they're like the ceiling, right? And they need to like break through that ceiling. But it's like, it's at the base level, it's like a society problem. That's like, what the fuck is up, man?
You bring up a good point, though, as somebody playing the game. It's like, you're interested in seeing the different backgrounds and the different points of view. And then also, like, speaking for myself, and this goes into that whole thing of like, representation, right? Because like, people who play these games, and if they're a person of color or a woman, right, you and I used to think I wasn't like that, and I look, at the end of the day, I'm gonna play the game. If I'm interested in the game and the plot and the combat, whatever, I'm gonna play it. But it is a thing to where it's like, oh, you see a woman in the game, like Returnal's a good example, right? Middle-aged woman, right? I guess I technically I'm kind of there, like getting there, right? I'm kind of getting there. I actually showed that game to my mom and my grandma, right? And my uncle, who is like in his 40s or whatever. And my mom and grandma, I didn't expect them to, but they like sat down and were asking questions. They were very interested. Once I told them that's a middle-aged woman, I noticed that they're like, oh, really? Like, they got interested in it. And it really showed me like, yeah, that's a thing, man. Like, people, when they see things that are like relatable or like, oh, that person looks like me, or just knowing that, it makes people look a little bit more. And me being a woman, I feel that way with like a lot of entertainment, even with like podcasting and stuff like that. Like, if there's a woman on a podcast, I'm like, oh shoot, who's this, you know? Like, what games does she play? What kind of you know, kind of gamer is she? And so to me, like, I just feel like when you don't have diversity, whether you're on a podcast or you're on a development team or you're on anything that's a team, you're kind of risking not getting that further audience because they're not looking at you because they don't relate to you. So that's why I agree with this. Like, dude, your product could get more successful because you're bringing more eyes because they look like you now. It's not just one group. It's like many groups. So it's that's how I see it. It's like, it's like a winning formula, but it's just, we're not there yet. Like, we're just not seeing it as consistent enough yet, I think.
As for the representation thing, like, playing Boyfriend Dungeon, actually, I think that's the most non-binary representation I've ever seen in a game.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
Same.
I've, like, for people who don't know, hello, I identify as non-binary, and I have for about 2 to 3 years now. And like, I go by pronouns they, them, and it's like, there's 2 non-binary characters in that game. For spoilers, I guess. For Boyfriend Dungeon. And like, I was so happy. I think I told Erica that I'm so happy to see that. And the dev team that made Boyfriend Dungeon, I know we're like talking about this game a lot today, but it kind of came
we really
around.
Are.
Like, a lot of the, I will have to probably be corrected on this. And I'm open to being corrected on this, but I think a lot of the devs who made the game are queer themselves, which is like,
okay,
that is why that game is so good. And that is why that dialogue is so good and so well written, and the characters are well thought out, and the ending is like it is. And it's like, I appreciate the game so much more knowing that it was done by people who know what the fuck they're talking about. That game would not feel like that if that game was made by a dev team of just all white straight dudes. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah.
Like, and so it kind of hits different, you know? And then on the flip side of that, you have people who will probably never touch it because it's queer as fuck. you know? And yeah. I know you can friend zone the guys or whatever, but there's gonna be, you know, there's gonna be some Chad over there in the corner who's like, I feel uncomfortable getting hit on by guys. And it's like, sure, you're allowed to feel that way. Just don't play the game and don't say anything about it then. Let people just enjoy the game for what it is, right? And it's like, it shouldn't be this game. It shouldn't have to be Boyfriend Dungeon. It really shouldn't have to be the game that like gets the ball rolling on what games should look like for diversity, but it kind of be that right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And there's other games out there that have done that. I obviously can't think of any right now because my thoughts are all over the place. But I don't know. It shouldn't have to be that game, but it is. Which is great because I think it's a good step in the right direction at the very least for how sexuality should be portrayed in gaming.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole different conversation. But anyways, I need more people. I need more people to make more games that hit like that.
That's so true. Like when I really think about it, because yeah, we talked about the dialogue feeling so real, like feeling like that's what somebody would say, and this is how I would respond, you know, kind of thing. It's like,
yeah,
it took people, yeah, like probably from those backgrounds and having that, you know, sexuality and things like that, because they're. Those kinds of relationships are in this game, and how you communicate with each other. I mean, that's, they obviously maybe have experience in like what it's like to have those kinds of relationships and stuff. So that's true. And that could be with other games as well. Like if there's some kind of topic that maybe certain groups of people would relate to and have experience in, they should make those games. And it's like, then the people who relate to that topic or relate to that life experience or whatever that's portrayed in the game, they will flock to it like, wow, this is a game for me. This is awesome. So yeah, you're totally right on that. It's not gonna be for everyone. Like you said, there's gonna be some, what'd you say, Chad? In the corner.
Yeah.
In the corner, well, like hating on it. But it's not for them. Not every game's for you.
Exactly. It's how it is. People don't get that though.
Yeah.
Like people are trying, there's still that like mentality where it's like, if it doesn't reflect me, I'm not playing it. You know? And it's like, that's a sad way to live your gaming life, because that's going to change. But like, they're allowed to do that, obviously. Like, that's their prerogative. But it's just, I don't know. From my perspective, it seems a little narrow-minded. And it's a little just disappointing and sad to see people that are like, I'm not going to play a game because it's a woman character. Like, that's just...
That happens a lot.
It happens a lot. Like... It's borderline. I think it's borderline sexism, but like, you know, it probably is actually just sexist. But like, it's sad that your bubble of gaming is only white dude protagonists. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the Nathan Drakes,
There's people out there though, but there be people out here, Erica. Did you know that?
People? What is that?
People.
I mean, everybody's gamers. Different. Like, what? I mean. Yeah, yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, they have the right to pick, obviously, what they want to play and what they don't. But yeah. That is a thing that, yeah, they just feel like, well, I don't relate to this person. It's a woman. I'm a man. Mm-hmm. She's not good. I don't, you know.
I can't relate to this
experience. I can't relate. Like,
what the fuck?
So
you can relate to parts of it, at least.
You're still human, you know. There's still things going on that you would probably relate to that they're experiencing or something, so... I know on one hand, like in this conversation, we're talking about, oh, diversity and like it would attract us to something that's like us. But on the other hand, it's that thing too, where it's like, well, if it doesn't look like us, or if it's like me, if it's not some Mexican girl with glasses who doesn't beat enough, who doesn't play enough or beat enough games to match Char, like if that's not the game, it doesn't mean I won't play it. It's like I said before, if, at the end of the day, I'm going to play games because... Mostly because of, like, they look interesting, the art style, the combat, the fighting, all that stuff. But there are people who do need that, like, representation, I guess. They really were like, well, if I can't relate to that, I don't want it. And they might not be interested in it. It's like, I get it. I get it on both sides, you know. As long as they're playing games, can I play a damn game?
Right. Come back to that.
I can't complain too much. Like, if that's what you desire, like, nah, that game ain't for me. Cool. Just play something else, though, you know? But at the end of the day, I keep saying that, but, like, I do feel diversity is important. I mean, obviously. Being who I am, a woman who's mostly Mexican, and in my 30s, it's like it's cool to see something like, wow, like a Returnal. Oh, this chick is not a young chick. She's doing the thing, and she's an older woman, and she's badass. You know, it's good stuff. So
yeah, that was really cool to see, actually.
Right, yeah. You don't see that all the time. There might be a woman, but it's like she's like 20 or something.
Did you see the clip of me? Oh no, I gotta send you that clip. What? I had a moment. I don't remember what game I was playing. It was a couple of weeks ago, I think. But I had a realization, we were talking about it in chat, I had a realization that I'm older than most of the JRPG characters that I play.
Yeah.
And it took me I had to, like, stop playing the game and just take a second, because I was like, I'm older than most of these characters now. And then we were trying to think of, like, older JRPG characters, and there are some.
Yeah.
And they're pretty badass, but, like, older is, like, either... you know, barely 30 or like 52, you know,
there's like no in between. Yeah, there's no in between. It's like somebody with gray hair or something, or like a young girl.
It's like
or
some young dad character or whatever, like some old, like older character. And like, there are characters like that, but they're old. Yeah, they're like usually older men. There's not a lot of like older women, like representation, unless you're like playing like Final Fantasy. There's like Matoya and like stuff like that. But like, yeah, it's really rare still to see even just, like, older characters represented well or, like, at all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where are the people in the 30s and the 40s? Did they just, like, drop off the ends of the earth and then they come back and they're 50 or 60? Like, what is this? I'm so confused.
When they apply to be in these games, I always imagine them going through, like, a hiring process. It's a hiring process, like, actors and, like, it's like, when they apply... Oh my God. And they, you know, try and get these jobs. It's like,
how old are you?
Yeah. There's like two things to fill out. It's like 20 to 30 or 40 to 60. And the in between, they're like, get out.
Get out. You come back in a few years.
Come back when you're old and gray, pretty much. That is true, though, because, you know, you have like those old characters, you know, they're like gray haired or they're bald or something. Like, oh, that's that's the main bad guy or something. Huh.
But there is some good representation. Like, who's the chick in Tsushima? Is it Tsushima? The chick in Tsushima? She's a little bit older, but she's not, like, super old.
I can't think of her name right now, but I know you're talking about the girl.
She's, like, isn't she, like, is she in her 50s or is she in her 40s?
It's, like, Ada or something like that. It's, like, some kind of name. I can't think of it right now.
Somebody help us out here.
I know it's Jin Sakai and... Who? let me get this super chat from BitCloud, though. Shout out to BitCloud. There's a clip on my Twitch for anyone who's interested, and I put it up on Twitter where BitCloud sent me a donation and had me die to the boss because I was distracted by the donation.
Oh my God. That was great.
It was awesome. So shout out to you, Bit. And here he is again with the super chat. He says, the gaming industry will never surprise us at this point. It's cutthroat and it's full of complacent sheep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bit. Appreciate that.
True. It's going to take a bit. There's no, I can't find any ages for the women, like for any of the characters in Tsushima.
Oh, so. It's not going to say that, but she physically looks a little older. Like
she looks a little older, but she's not like
30, you know, late 30s, level. Like maybe early 40s, late 30s or
that's
something.
That's the thing though. You can never tell with Japanese people. It's really hard.
They do look young sometimes. Like they'll say they're, really they'll say they're 40 and you're like, what? And they look like they're 30.
Bruh.
Good jeans, man. Good jeans. Yeah. They have such pretty hair. I get jealous. But yeah, just to wrap it up though, I guess. Any last thoughts on this?
Not so much. I pretty much said everything I need to say.
Yeah. It's a thing. And maybe over time, like, I mean, like you said, like the dungeon boyfriend and games like that, it's going to take much more of them. It's going to take some more triple A's, like big bangers to do it, I think. But like the whole thing with Blizzard, hopefully, we said this last time, like hopefully that's a step in the right direction with just treating women better. Like that would be nice. Yeah. When they actually, see, that's the thing, man, when you really think about it, like how hard it can be to get your foot in the door. Yeah. And maybe as these women going into Blizzard, maybe they've had some rough, like, man, I can't get a job in this industry. I want to so bad, but I'm not taken seriously. Yeah. And, you know, you have those thoughts as a woman, and then you finally get in there, and then you're harassed at the freaking party because these drunk That's dudes. Insane. Yeah, so it's just like, yikes.
Yeah, big yikes.
So hopefully more opportunities happen, and once they get those opportunities, they're treated with respect and like it like a normal person, you know? So
yeah,
that's all we could hope for. I mean, that's what I hope for on this much smaller level of like when I, you know, network and I do things and I get opportunities just on this small level, it's like, I want to be treated the same too. You know, it's, is that so hard? Is that so
Apparently
hard?
Apparently it is.
Damn, it's wild. Yeah. But other than that, you guys, we wanted to talk about our little side project we've been doing.
Oh my god.
Char and I over there on Patreon, which is
Patreon.
Patreon.com/thebacklogpod.
I should probably bring it up.
We put a couple episodes over there, and what it's been is Char teaching me Final Fantasy 14.
Yep.
Because the universe thinks I need to play MMOs.
Okay. The universe? The universe, know. Really? The viewers... You're blaming it on the universe now.
Yes.
She's like, yeah, but actually.
I was open to it because I'm like, I've never played one before. People talk about this one, you know, so much. It's a big deal.
We talked about it for so long. No,
so it's part of me was curiosity. What is the big deal about this thing?
Yeah.
What's so great about this game? And then the other side of it's like content, because I feel like this would be good content.
Don't kid yourself on this. All right. The other side of it is you saw Maximilian dude playing it.
Okay.
Like, I kind of want to play it now.
Okay. That was part of it too. I saw Max playing it.
She DMs me one evening and she's like, yo, I just saw Max playing Final Fantasy. I think I gotta try it, man. And I was like,
I had to. That man, he might be the only streamer that has that power on me to just like get me to play anything. He really does.
Yeah.
Shout out to Maximilian. But yeah, so we were like, let's do it. So we started recording. It was like, been what? How many? We've done two episodes. We recorded the third.
Two episodes have been released at this point, and we recorded a third episode.
Which I have not edited, Char. Don't be mad at me.
It's not edited.
Anyway, I was supposed to have it done by today, and it didn't happen. But we kind of want to give another, you know, episode live tonight after the show. So after this episode wraps up, if you're watching us live, you will have heads up. The people listening to the audio the next day, you could watch the VOD on Twitch, on my Twitch.
Yes.
But I think after we do this, after we finish up the show, we're going to go live on Twitch and continue Final Fantasy 14. So before we do that, though, before we end,
you want to tell the people what you're thinking?
At the top of your head.
Yeah.
How have I been doing? Would you give me like a report card so far?
For a complete noob to both the game and to the genre in general, she's doing pretty good, guys. She's doing pretty good.
Okay, good.
A little bit rocky start there, but yeah. That's to be expected because it's kind of overwhelming. There's a lot of things on the screen. There's a lot of things to remember. There's a lot of keys to remember since Erica doesn't use keyboard mouse that often. Right? Yeah. So she's learning the hotkeys, though. I'm proud of you, man.
That's the thing, too.
She knows how to open her character now. She knows how to open the character thing.
Control.
She knows how to get to the... Oh, well, freak. It's not control, but...
No. I'm thinking of the other thing, the weapons.
You learned something else the gear. That's the gear. The gear.
Yeah.
She's just thinking of the gear. She knows how to open her inventory. She knows how to open the map, guys.
I do.
I'm so proud of her.
Yeah. I don't know
if she knows how to open journal, but she could probably figure it out.
So, like, I see Jay got in the chat, right? This man wants me to do nothing but mouse and keyboard all the time. He gets after me anytime
it
I have
feels
a controller.
Good, though.
I've been doing it, man. I've been, like, learning with this game a little bit, you know, just kind of getting a little bit better. He's asking what level I am. I think I'm level 5.
Yeah, you're, like, level 5 gladiator.
And I'm a gladiator. I had to be. Like, that's my favorite movie of all time. I'm a gladiator, so I'm a gladiator in the game.
Glancer says, a, quote, complete, quote, noob. Erica has been gaming for all of her 25 years. She's never touched an MMO in her life, though.
Yeah, it's about the
Ever.
Genre. I'm a noob to
it's
the genre.
It's about the genre, yeah. And I'm specifically meaning, like, an MMORPG, because that's what this is, right? There's other MMOs out there. Like, we could have played Warframe, we could have played, like, you know, whatever. But,
yeah.
Specifically the RPG part of it. She's never played, and much less on keyboard and mouse. So it's been an experience.
It's been pretty interesting.
I've been happy she's playing it because it's one of my favorite games. But also, it's just fun. It's just fun to see new people experiencing the game, like games that you like. Even if she is a complete noob and it takes her a little bit to figure out what's happening, it's like it's not that bad.
For the people who aren't part of the Patreon, just to long story short. It took me a minute to use the skills because at first Char couldn't see my screen, right?
Yeah.
So I was just fighting and like Char said something about the skills and I heard it, but I didn't really hear it. And so I was
guys, if you're on the Patreon and you watch these videos, literally, I can't remember what episode it is. Is it episode one?
The second one is the fighting.
Second fighting. Okay. Yeah. This moment we get outside to, like, go fight stuff, I'm already explaining stuff about you have skills on your bar that you should press to, like, kill things, right? And, like, Eric is like, uh-huh, yep, cool. And then if you're on the Patreon, you watch the video, and she goes and she runs up to an enemy, and I'm like, okay, you have to, like, press, like, you have to press this to attack it. So she presses that to attack it, and then she doesn't press anything else. And then I don't notice
you
for like half the episode. I don't notice she's doing that until we get to a point where, because a lot of enemies will like attack you at the same time in the opening areas because you kind of get strong or whatever. And then there's one point where like four enemies are aggroed on her. I'm like, Erica, are you using skills at all? And she's like, oh no, I'm not using those. I'm like, that's like the entire gameplay mechanic. And you've not been using it.
They're right there too. And then another thing, which Keenan was very annoyed with. Shout out to Keenan. Because there's like a question mark. There's a question mark.
I was annoyed with it after I watched back the video.
Because you can't see.
Yeah, no, because I couldn't see. This is all because I couldn't see. But now, in the third episode, I can see your screen, so be rest assured. We have fixed that.
We fixed
issue.
It.
But
we did.
So, what Final Fantasy does, there's a lot of reading if you're going to get into Final Fantasy 14 specifically, because there's a lot of tutorials that pop up. The way the tutorials pop up, though, is whenever you do something new in the game or whenever something new has been introduced to you in the game, there's a little, like, question mark green thing that you have to click, but it's like on top of your character model, right in the center of the screen, right in the center
it's
of the
literally
screen, it's
like
right on your character,
like right here on the character.
And yeah. because Erica was looking around and doing other things, she never, ever, one for 1 second saw this question mark on top of her character, where it's like, if you click it, there's like another box that comes up with like tutorials and stuff. Right. So the entire first two episodes is Erica running around with a question mark for tutorials on her character. I am explaining most of the stuff that went on in those tutorials, but it's right. for people who know the game and for people who've played the game. It's so triggering.
It's gonna trigger though. People. I know, that's the thing. Like, I know it's gonna trigger. It triggered Keenan clearly. Like, he was like, and he's not even like a professional or anything. But no. Here's my thing. Okay, for one, I have excuses. Right, here's a couple excuses. So I was tired. I streamed before that. All episodes are like after I was streaming already, so I'm already kind of like loopy, whatever. I'll probably use this excuse later because I'll be like, "Oh, we just did the backlog.
I'm tired, guys."
No, but so I'm going in there like, okay, I'm gonna listen to Char, even though some things I heard but didn't really hear. But it's like I'm just waiting for Char to tell me, okay, go this way. Let's. Here's how
not the way we should have gone into that.
We had some mistakes. It was the first couple of episodes. It's fine. But like, so that was kind of my state of mind, is like, well, Char's telling me a bunch of things. Like, I'm doing the things Char's saying, so I'm good. I didn't even notice like little like, you know, things that I should have noticed. Maybe if I was on my own, I definitely would be like, oh, there's a question mark, you know.
Yeah.
So
you might have noticed it.
Maybe.
I feel like I think you would have noticed it eventually. Yeah. I don't know.
So it's been interesting, you guys. I've actually been enjoying the game. So that's all been something I've been kind of dabbling with, and I think you guys would find it fun as well. So the thing is, though, if we do stream it, and you told me this already, that we're not going to have, or I'm not going to be able to watch the chat. Because Char doesn't want me to. Doesn't think it's a good idea. It's not a good idea.
I don't think it's a good idea. Yeah. Well, if this is for anybody, if you're comfortable with the MMO genre and you're planning on streaming this game, I would recommend don't look at chat as much as you can, because you want to pay attention to the story. Because this is very much, it's an MMO that is very much story-based. So you want to like, you don't have to. If that's the way you play MMOs, obviously you could just skip all dialogue. But I think a lot of the enjoyment out of this game comes from listening to the story and, you know, experiencing the story. There's a lot of other stuff to do in the game, too. So you could just branch off and do other things. Like, what was it? My friend, Kiltmaster Art, he leveled fishing to level 50 before his main class got to 50. Like, his actual combat class was, he stopped playing it to go fish. For like, and then he's not fishing so much now, but like, he, once he found fishing, he was like, I'm gonna fish. And so he like leveled his fisher the higher level than his actual combat level, which is hilarious.
Wow.
But
okay,
yeah,
so you could do that.
He's more now, but yeah, what,
so you could do that.
We're mostly
doing main missions. Char said early on that it would be cool if Char can get me to a dungeon, like the first dungeon. That's kind of like our goal.
Yeah, I think a good goal for this, and to see if Erica actually likes any other part of the game, would be to get Erica into the first dungeon, which is around level 16. The dungeon itself is a level 16 dungeon, but you're gonna outlevel that by the time you get to it if we just do main story. So, if we can get her into the dungeon and get her to tank, because she's a tank.
I am a tank.
I'll heal.
I'm a tank.
She's gonna tank
with a booty skirt, small little short skirt.
Get you some pants. We got you pants.
We did. But that's how I started.
Yeah. So we're gonna get. I want to get her to tank. We'll get her more comfortable. As she plays, I hope she gets more comfortable with keyboard and mouse at the very least. Even if you don't play after the dungeon part, hopefully.
I think I'm getting... I feel more comfortable. I feel better.
Yeah.
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 So.
But yeah, if the only thing you take away from this experience is the fact that you can use keyboard and mouse better, I'll be happy. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll be happy. Shoot. Kenan. Thank you so much. Kenan says, again, hate you, Char, from the bottom of my heart for getting me back into Final Fantasy XIV. And never said it, but same to Erica from Mortal Shell.
Oh, shit.
Nice. Yeah, Mortal Shell. It's actually DLC coming out soon. So I'm interested and excited for that. Glincer. This is, what game will Erica's be tutoring Char in? That is the million-dollar question, Glincer.
Isn't it, though? We are literally...
We're lost in this a little bit.
We are diverse in this house. I was talking about this. I don't think there is a genre of game I haven't actually touched ever in my life. That's a shooter. It's a third person shooter. Okay, I've played third person shooters.
Right. But see, here's the thing. Like, this is the only thing we can base this on, and this is the only way it's going to help us choose something. Is because yes, mm-hmm. you've played all the genres, pretty much anything mm-hmm. I've played. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure there's a genre both of us haven't played or whatever. But like, for the most part, you've played so many genres. You've played shooters, but we have to look at like the intricacies. Is that the right word of like these games, mm-hmm. like a Gears or like a? I really don't want to play Gears, but I'm just using it as an example. Where the little nuances and the little things that make you play that game for like the way it's meant to be played, if that makes sense. Like you could run around in third person shoot, but you're not gonna know how to move in that game. Like you'll move, but you won't really move. And like the same thing, I brought up Battlefield as another example, because Battlefield's like, yes, you could run around and shoot, but you're probably not gonna really help your team. You're not gonna know how to revive people. You're not going to know how to do certain things that are like meant to happen in Battlefield. So I was focusing on those, since you're like kind of bad at shooters. So I was like, maybe we should do a shooter, but then people really want to see the Souls stuff, which I understand too, because it's like, that's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you've played Souls, but it's like, It's hard.
Mm,
it's hard to choose a game in there, because you said yourself, like, you feel like I would be backseating you, and you don't like that. So I'm like, I don't know. We need help with this, guys. We need help with this a little bit.
God of War? Are you fucking kidding me? Of course I've played God of War.
Yeah, Char's played them.
I played the most recent one, and I've played like 1 and 2, I think. I don't know if I played 3. I can't remember.
How is my chat behind you? I barely saw the God of War. Okay, anyways, go ahead.
Oh, whatever. Also, JGot said Racing Sims. JGot, I have a friend who has literally like a full racing setup, and I have actually like done the wheel and the pedal, and he was like coaching. He was coaching me! So I'll take coaching for a racing game. Maybe not, because it's like corners and shit.
I don't do racing games, though. It's got to be me. I got to be the one to teach.
I know.
So
I'm just saying. I played racing games, but then I've also played racing. It was actually like a simulation. Like, I have played it. So,
Someone should have recorded you and put. You could have should have put that on YouTube.
This was years ago.
Oh.
Like years ago. Like I was living in Vancouver and all that shit. Like, I was in like university when that happened, but
Oh, gotcha. Okay, well.
But yeah.
So yeah,
I have no idea.
We're still thinking about it. We did have one game in mind, which I still think is probably the front runner, which was Remnant. Remember?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's a Souls shooter. It's like it's taking the shooting and the Souls.
I'll
but
double
I
double check if I even have that.
But I feel like that's a game you could just figure out yourself.
Yeah. That's the other thing, is like, there's not a lot of games that you can just figure out.
I really would kind of be backseating. I understand there is a difference, because the MMO thing, I don't know what I'm doing. You're not necessarily, I mean, you are backseating, but not really. Not in the way of like true backseating.
I think I said this before, but maybe obviously not for other people to hear, is like, the problem with it is I'm actually teaching you a genre, like how to play the game, because it's just so much like this. I'm teaching you how to play the systems, not necessarily like, you know, the game.
Yeah, because when I attack, you can make your own decisions in that way. Yeah, you're not telling me, oh, you're attacking wrong, or that's, you know, yeah.
There's no way to do that, really, other than not using skills. But you've already overcome that, so it doesn't matter, right? Like, it's, yeah, there's no real equivalent for that specifically.
Because like Souls.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Everything else will just be like strategies, not necessarily like, right. Here's how you hold a controller.
You're right.
Here's how you press the buttons. Like, you know.
It would be strats. You're right. Because it's like, let's say you're playing Dark Souls, you're playing something, and it would just be me telling you, how to beat the stuff. You would know what you're doing. You would know the items and like what it means to use items. Like the systems, you would know for the most part. Like there's a couple things you might be like, well, what's this or whatever. But as far as like, I mean, it's an action RPG. It's like you're just going to play it like that. So that's why we're struggling, you guys. I hope that we're explaining it right. There is a difference.
There is a difference.
I would be, I guess, just coaching you to get good. That's all. I mean, that's
that is true. That's actually true. Like, that's all it would be. The other way around, this would be just Erica coaching me, coaching Audible on Dark Souls. Like,
it'd be just that again, which I don't think you would like. You've already said you'd get annoyed, and I don't want to annoy Char.
I don't know. Yeah, don't poke the bear. But like, I don't know how I'd react. But I like, even when people do it in like Twitch chat, I'm like, I kind of look at that comment, I'm like, you didn't have to say that, but you did.
Yeah.
You know, so
we'll figure it out, you guys, at the very least. I mean, we could always co-op something or just play Remnant or something.
Yeah, we could just play Remnant too.
Yeah, but that's the plan. So give or take maybe 20 minutes or so after this show ends, we will be live on maybe both of our channels, but for sure mine, I guess.
Yours, I can't stream the game.
Oh, true.
I'll host you though.
Yeah. So, he said Cuphead. I mean, it's a platformer.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like Cuphead would just be coaching me on how to beat the bosses or whatever, which I'd rather kind of do on my own.
See, you guys, it's not gonna work. I don't know.
It wouldn't work.
I don't know.
I like to go into things blind, so.
That's why I think my mind went towards, multiplayer, because you don't do multiplayer. So I would have to just basically...
You would have to be in multiplayer.
Teach you and carry you, like, this is how you win in freaking Gears of War or Battlefield. Yeah.
You'd be carrying a lot of weight.
I think, honestly, I know you don't want to do it, but that's the only answer I come up with, where it's like...
Right.
You would need me. You know what, you get what I'm saying? Like, you would need me to win or to survive.
Until I pop the fuck off. like in Battlefront 1.
You did pop off in Battlefront 1. You did.
Battlefront 1 was fun. And then the tryhards got there and I stopped playing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you got to get to the games early is basically what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, tonight, Kenan, that's our little surprise. Because I tweeted that we might... You know, we're going to surprise.
Might have a surprise. Yeah, we're
something.
I feel... Well, we'll talk about it.
We'll be streaming it. But yeah, we'll talk way more about this game on the stream. We'll get into it, you guys. It'll be more lengthy. This is, the podcast, so I want to...
Yeah.
Let's get us out of here, Char.
Yeah!
Great show.
Yeah. No, you.
What?
No, you. Great show, you.
Me? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Both of us? What are you talking about?
Fucking, we killed it. All right, so yeah, I'll just give my stuff first, then, and then you can direct everybody. So hey, what's up? Well, thanks for listening. I don't know how to ever end these things. My name is Char, and you can find me on DrinPixel pretty much anywhere nowadays, which is awesome. I'm usually on Twitch, and I'm usually on Twitter mostly. So you can find me though there. Go follow or not. I don't care. Whatever you do, live your life. I don't know.
Live your life.
Live your life. Play video games. Appreciate people's opinions. I don't know. That's not the word I wanted to use there, but I said it anyways.
If we circle back to earlier, just understand it's an opinion and then keep it moving.
You don't get all upset
over opinions.
That's
know?
What it is.
There
anyways, Erica, who are you? What do you do? Where can they find you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Just question. How do you usually end your streams? Is it like that where you're just like, I don't know how to end it?
I say a lot of things at the end of my streams. You've never seen the end of my streams.
I'm never awake.
You're never awake. I say a lot of things. I say, heart your faces. drink your water or I'll find you. Be good.
Be good.
Be safe. Enjoy your time zone. And that's about it.
So you kind of have like an outro then. In a way,
yeah,
you do.
I hit some points and then I leave.
We need to find it for this one, for the backlog.
I know. I don't know what we're doing.
We're on episode 53, Char. You don't have an outro.
We don't even have an outro. Oh my god.
What if you're
we're so
what,
good at this?
What if you were a guest on somebody's podcast? Would you have an outro?
I would just say find me on Twitch and Twitter at DrainPixel.
Okay.
Because that's what they probably would ask me to plug, so.
Right, right.
And maybe the podcast. If I was on another podcast, obviously, and they asked me, you know, I'd probably try to plug our podcast.
I'm trying to see you on another podcast. I think that'd be very interesting.
Yeah, I kind of screwed the pooch on that.
I mean, it's hard with the time zone
thing. It's really hard with the time zones.
Yeah. Maybe someday.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys know, if you're here live, Eric Cuts for the Win, you're already here. Hit the like button. Let us know what you think in the comments. If you hear this on the audio VODs, or what's that, what you call them? Audio on demand.
Audio on demand.
Which is on iTunes, Spotify, and Anchor. We appreciate you as well. I noticed the numbers there were growing a little bit, little by little, man. We're growing.
Cool.
As long as it's slow and steady, but hey, man.
Hey, man, as long as it's steady, I'm good with that.
So we appreciate all the support. Yes, appreciate that. And was I leading to some? I lost my train of thought.
Your handles. What are your handles?
Eric Cuts for the Win everywhere. Twitch. You can watch the VOD of us playing Final Fantasy, which is happening tonight. And Twitter, all that stuff. Eric Cuts for the Win. Catch me there. We're out of here, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate you. We heart your faces.
We do.
As Char says.
I mean, yeah.
We're out. Peace.
Bye.